Oh boy, that is complicated. Repeater controller. Repeater system controller. Wow. And how long did you spend on that circuit?
I think in my spare time I probably spent a couple weeks maybe working on it. It was a work of love. I made five of them and gave two of those away. There's a repeater, what do they call those, a snapper machine? What are they called? They're a low power repeater. Well, there's one of those up in Dowagiac, Michigan. And I gave it to a guy to play with it. And he did nothing but complain about it. He says, you know, the thing crashes. And I'm like, well, first of all, the circuit board, you've got the thing that's just laying there on a table, and you've got the transmit antenna is right there next to the controller board. So I got a little 19-inch rack box, all aluminum enclosure and machined, you know, a square hole in it for the display and that kind of stuff. Put it in a real nice RF-type metal box, and it works perfect.
I'm running into that myself here. I've got this, I don't know if you've heard of it, the SA818 module. And Amazon sells it on a board with a C-Media chip and a CH304 serial to USB to serial adapter. I may have fixed it now. So the module itself doesn't have any connectors on it. It's just encapsulated. And then they've got it mounted to this board. And they seem to have done a really good job with the RF on it. But if you attach an antenna directly to the device, you get a high-pitched whine. Today I hooked up a piece of coax to a 70-centimeter antenna, and I put a choke on it, and no more whine. But I was thinking that I was going to have to put it inside of a copper-clad box, make a copper-clad box full, but it seems to be okay now. But that's fascinating. That's fascinating. That's a lot of work. There's a lot of components on there. A lot of surface mount too. When you had those made up, did you have them place the surface mount components, and then you installed the through hole components? Is that how you did it, or?
The company in Aurora, Colorado that made the circuit board, the raw circuit boards for me, I actually stuffed the boards. I put the surface mount components on there and all the through-hole parts. And that's a prototype. I'm working on a new one, but I'm dragging my heels on it because I'm just so strapped. I'm spread so thin. I just don't have time to do it. I started working on a new board, and it's going to be like maybe a half the size of that or less. And what that is, you're looking at a cross point switcher using analog switches and that kind of stuff to shut off certain, there's like a up to three links, I think, or do I have two? Maybe I only have two links capable with that. There's like an option circuit board that can be plugged into it. onto a couple of headers there, but I never built the option board. If you plug the option board in it, then it tells the CPU that, hey, there's this option board here, and then it gives you, like, added things on the menu and stuff. Well, anyway, I've got 5,000 lines of assembly language code.